Kenora, it's been 3 years in the making, but a new model of healthcare is coming to the Kenora area, created by Kenora medical professionals to suit the needs specific to the geographic demands for healthcare in rural northwestern Ontario. The All Nations Health Partners, ANHP, created the Rural Generalist Council Care Model to help alleviate administrative demands on physicians, help fill in shortages, create health equity and work towards better continuity of care across different services. The province announced on Tuesday that it will be funding the new model. The model really is a bold new standard for rural healthcare delivery, said Dr. Jilly Retson, co-chair of ANHP Ontario Health Team Clinical Advisory Committee. It's going to ensure that no matter where you live, whether it's in a First Nation community or whether it's in the city of Kenora, you're going to have access to a primary care provider and high-quality care that is proactive, that's culturally appropriate, that is based on long-term relationships and continuity of care, and not just reactive. Member of Provincial Parliament for the Kenora-Rainy River Riding Greg Rickford has been a part of this project for the past few years, helping gain recognition for its need. It's probably the most transformative service care delivery model that has ever existed in northwestern Ontario and maybe northern Ontario at large, he said. It was his responsibility to help transfer the information to the Ministry of Health to communicate the need for a tailor-made solution for an area with great diversity. He noted that filling in the gaps means having physicians available to travel to Indigenous communities and bring care to areas where traveling to meet medical needs is a major barrier. Chief Darlene Comegan of Northwest Angle No. 33, one of the most remote parts of Treaty 3, spoke about how unprecedented it is that family physician Dr. Brad Kyle now provides service in her community. "We've never had a doctor before and we're very happy about it," she said. "You all made it happen for us, Kai Migwech." One of the key takeaways that transforms this model is how the structure allows doctors and other healthcare practitioners to serve under one contract rather than as many as half a dozen. In September, hospital officials said the issue was an important contributing factor to a critical physician shortage that was threatening to shut down the emergency department. "The current multi-level contract system bogs down physicians' time doing administrative duties rather than spending it seeing actual patients. But it's mutually beneficial as doctors will also be able to lighten their stress load, work less hours and gain a better work-life balance." It was noted that many doctors here can work the equivalent of 2 to 3 full-time positions just to cover baseline services. "It's just gotten to the point right now where it's out of hand and I really believe strongly that this is the way to go," said Dr. Sean Moore, emergency physician and chief of staff at the Lake of the Woods District Hospital. "The current system is also a barrier to physician recruitment. It is confusing for new care providers to work out compensation, provide care and navigate a lot of red tape at the same time." Kenora is surrounded by Indigenous communities, unincorporated rural areas and towns on the outskirts like Sioux Narrows Nestor Falls. Providing health care to a vast and diverse area makes this region challenging to serve. "We've had some challenges along the way, but I think the main thing is that if we all work together, we really can achieve anything," said Dr. Retson. The All Nations Health Partners includes organizations across Kenora including Grand Council Treaty 3, City of Kenora, Kenora Chiefs Advisory, Kenora District Services Board, Lake of the Woods Hospital, Northwestern Health Unit, Sunset Country Family Health Team, Waasigishig Naanaandaaya Wigamig, WNHAC, and more.